Okay, so I've been playing around with GarageBand on the iPad, the original iPad, iPad 1, if you want to call it that, and GarageBand works fine on it. I haven't seen any issues at all. I've done multi-track recordings up to 6-7 tracks with no problem. If you push it kind of hard, sometimes it will bomb out, but if you use it normally, it seems to work great. It was really designed for the iPad 2, but it works great on the original iPad. So if you want to use GarageBand to compose music on your iPad, and it is a great tool for that, then you don't have to run out and buy an iPad 2. Just put it on your original iPad. The advantage of using GarageBand on the iPad is all the instruments are basically the device. So when you bring up the drums, you can tap on the screen and play the drums. You can play the guitar, you can play the piano, you can play all the instruments right on the touch screen. So unlike using GarageBand on a normal computer, this is actually better because the iPad becomes the instruments as well. So it's an input device to input all the various tracks of the piece of music that you're putting together. You can even sing your vocals right into it. So really a great tool. I encourage you to take a look at it. It's a $5 app. It's well worth it. Go ahead and put it on your iPad, and it's just one more reason to have an iPad, either the original iPad or an iPad 2. Hope you enjoy GarageBand. And of course, follow me. Go to my website, craigship.com, craigship.com, and you'll see links to all of my media, including my Twitter account. Go ahead and follow me, and you'll see what we're up to. Thanks.